Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning today's shir in Siman Reishud. We are up to Siv Beis, the second line on page 244. The Mechaber says in Siv Beis, Atoimes Atashil Einu Tzarech Levarech Ad Revius Vafilu Hubolo. The Shulchan Aruch tells us in the first sheet that the one who tastes a dish does not need to make a bracha on the tasting until he tastes up to a revius, and this is even if he actually swallows that which he is tasting. Then the Mechaber brings the Yesh Omrim. The Yesh Omrim, Shim Hu Bolo Ton Bracha. That no, if he tastes the food and he's swallowing it, Avada he requires a bracha. Velo Pachu Esatoim Elokesh Echozer Upoli. They only patterned one who tastes food from making a bracha if he tastes it and then he spits it out. Vaz Afil Al Harbe Einu Tzarech Bracha. And then if he's spitting it out, even if he puts in his mouth a lot of food, he does not need a bracha because he's not swallowing it. The Rama ends the Sif and he writes, Usafik Brachos Lahokel. Since Lemaisa it is a Safik, and therefore we go Lakula, one would not make a bracha. To summarize, the Mechaber, he brings two shitas. Number one, if you taste a dish, even if you swallow it, you do not need a bracha if it's less than a revius. Shita number two says, no, if you swallow it, of course you need a bracha. They only patter the taster from making a bracha if he tastes it and he spits it out. And in that case, if he spits it out, so even if he puts in his mouth a lot, he would not require a bracha. And the Rama ends off and says, Safei brachos lahakel, which means even if a person would actually swallow that which he is tasting, since lemaisa, it is a machlokas, it is a safek, we would go lakula and he would not make a bracha on that food. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Yud Gimel, Hatoim, the Afagav the Asr Lehanos Min Ha'olam Haza Below Bracha Afilu Koshahu, even though we've learned it is Asr to get pleasure from this world without a bracha, even the smallest amount, Bein Ba'achilu Bein Bishtia, whether it's eating or drinking, Hainu Keshe Mechavein Lecho V'lishtos, that's when your intention is to eat or to drink. Aval Hacha, but over here, She'en Kavanoso Ela Litom, but here where your whole intention is only to taste it, Leida Im Tzarech Melecho Tavlin, to see if the dish needs salt or some other spices, so ein tzarech bracha lo lefaneh v'lo l'achareh. In this case, you do not need a bracha before the tasting or after the tasting. V'afilu im hu ochel k'tzas mehamachal achar habishul. Even, says the Mishabura a step further, even if he's eating a little bit of the dish after it was fully cooked, she'en b'yachotu l'sakein oz hamachal, at which point in time he's not able to any longer fix up the dish, but he's tasting it v'rak leida im hu tov, so he's not tasting it to see if it needs more spices, he's just seeing if it tastes good. Gam kein mitzadin hel yirab v'aprimigodim digam zehu b'chlal te'imo. The Yerab and the Pirigodim lean to the side that says that this is also called a ti'ima, acharei she'en kavanosu l'shem achila. L'maisa, since you're tasting it just to see if it's good, your kavana is not for the achila, so they lean to say that you would not have to make a bracha. The Magen Avraham argues on this and says, if there's no way to fix it up, even though you're only tasting if it's good, automatically that is considered an achila and you would require a bracha, but the Mishabura doesn't bring that shita. He only brings the Yerab and the Pirigodim that even if you're tasting it after it's too late to fix it up, and you just want to see if it's good, even that's not called an achila, and you would not need a bracha. If you look at note number 28, he points out, V'atoim es atashul bi'er shabesh mishum to'ameh chayim zachu. One who is tasting a dish on Erev Shabbos because of the inyan of Toamea. So the Kaf HaChaim writes, Shechayv Levarach, he is chayv to make a bracha. Sharei Vadaim Miskavein Lechol. Because in that case, for sure he has intention to eat. V'kevan Shem Miskavein Lechol, since he has intention to eat, Hareyu Chayv Levarach Afilu Al Kol Shehu. Therefore he needs to make a bracha even on the smallest amount. Continues the Mishaburin Sevkot in Yodalad. The Mechaber told us that you would not need a bracha if you're tasting, even if you swallow it up to a revius. Sakta Mishabura Viad Bechlal, up to and including a revius. Aval Yosem a revius, but if you're having more than a revius, Kevan Shuhano Yisera, since that's considered a lot of Hano, Choshev Kemosha Miskavin Lachila, that's automatically considered as if you had Kavana for Achila. Vayim B'Magen Avram. So now we're going to read a line of the Magen Avraham that the Mishabura brings down, and we're going to go into more details of this Magen Avraham at the end of this year when we see the Bir Halacha who discusses this line of the Magen Avraham. The Ayin b'Magen Avraham Shekosav, look in the Magen Avraham who writes, the Ad Revius the Shari, that which we say up to a Revius is Mutter, Hainu Afilu Lito Meharbe Kederos, that's even to taste from many different dishes. Umiyo, however, Im Kavanoso Lechol Me'at, if his intention is to eat a little bit, Osor lasos harbe pa'amim, it is forbidden to do it many times. The havele achila malyasa, that's considered a regular achila. That line of the Magen Avraham is hard to understand. We'll come back to it shortly. Continues the Mishabura. When it comes to tasting any food to see if it is good, the Achronim are mitzadeh to say that the shiur is until a kezayis. So that which the Mechaber says, it's only till revius, that would be with a liquid dish. But when it comes to a regular achila, when it comes to a dvar ochel, so the Achronim lean to the side that the shiur would be only till a kezayis, and a kezayis by an achila would be choshev, and that would automatically require a bracha. V'day, you should know the avshe b'shulchan aruch kosev ein tzarech levarich. Even though the lashon of the mechaber is ein tzarech levarich, you don't need to make a bracha. But menela aser levarich. If you don't need to make a bracha, it automatically becomes forbidden to make the bracha. To have a lay bracha levatola, because then it becomes a bracha levatola. Continues the mishabura vaitus of katan tezva v'afilu imhu bolo. Continuing in the first sheet of the Mechaber that you taste the dish, you do not need a bracha up until a revius. The Mechaber said, even if you swallow it, v'im hu polet, but if you spit it out, says the Mishabura, mutar afilu biyosem revius b'li bracha gamadei azu. Then even according to this sheet, if you're going to spit it out, even if it's more than a revius, it would not require a bracha. Then we go weiter in the Mishabura in Sivkotan Tezayin. This is going on the second sheet of the Mechaber. The Yesh Omrim, that if you swallow it, you require a bracha. Afilu b'kolshu, even if it's the smallest amount. Kaven sheyesh lo hanas meyav. Since you are having hana in your stomach, the food is being swallowed, you need a bracha even on a kolshu. But we said in the Mechaber, even according to the Shita, they only pater the one who tastes if he goes ahead and he spits it out, and then it doesn't matter how much he spits out. Sivkotan yud zayin keshechozer upolet, that's when he doesn't need a bracha. In that case, when he goes and spits it out, that's where they were matter when his kavana was only to taste it. Kevan she'ein lo rak hanos hachik me'atavshil she'tam o me'ha'ochel shalo'as. Because then if he spits it out, all he has is the hana that he gets in his palate from the dish that he tasted or from the food that he chewed. Va'usan she'nosnim esef she'koren tabak l'tol shva'feres u'madlikin oso v'sho'av. Those who smoke, he's describing the smoking process. They put the tabak into the shofaris, into the tube, and they light it, and they draw out the smoke into their mouths. Nistapik ha-Mogen Avram b'zeh ihavik ketoim upolet. The Mogen Avram as a suffik, is that considered like tasting and spitting out? V'ha-Achronim echlitu b'pshitas. And the Achronim came out very simply, she'ein levarech al-ishin ha-tabak hazeh, that when one smokes, he does not make a bracha. And note number 30 discusses, what about making a bracha on the smell? Note number 30 says, v'atam she'ein mevarechin v'ishin ha-tabak birch. And the reason why you don't make a bracha on the smell when one smokes, even though it could potentially have good smells, the Aruch HaShulchan explains, she'ikar davar zeh lo naseh b'shvil reicho atov. The ikar point of smoking is not for the good smell. The other rabbi, the opposite is true, reicho chazok umar, the smell is very strong and bitter, ad she'yesh she'enam yicholam lizbol klalareil. Some people can't stand the smell of the smoke. V'lochein, therefore, gam in ma'are bo reich tov, even if you mix together some nice smell into the smoking, ein kavanoso b'shvil ha'reach hatov. The real intention is not because of the good smell, elo l'salek es ha'reach ha'chozok u'mar shel ha'tabak. It's fakert. You're just trying to be sur meira. You're trying to get rid of the bad smell. V'harei zeh domer l'besomim shel beis ha'kisei. It's like, as we'll see later, when one puts a nice smelling item outside of a beis ha'kisei, Shulchan Aruch writes later on, she'ein b'varech han'aleim. It's only a sur meira. You're not putting it there for a good smell. You're only trying to take away the bad smell. So even if one has a mango-flavored cigarette, and therefore it smells pretty good, there would not be a bracha, because the good smell is really only there, l'to'elos, of taking out the bad smell. Continues the Mishabura Vaiter Sevkoton Yud Ches. This is going on the end of the second sheet of the Mechaber. The Yesh Omrim that says that if you swallow what you are tasting, you need a bracha. They only pater the taster when he goes ahead and spits it out. And if in fact he spits it out, we said even if he puts a lot into his mouth, he will not require a bracha. The Alkein Halois Latinok, therefore one who is chewing up something for a child, Kevan She'eno Balea, since the adult is not swallowing it, Afilu Laharbe Ein Tzaruch Bracha. Even if he's chewing up a lot of food for the child, he would not need a bracha. The Rama ended off and said, Safei Brachas Lahakel, says the Mishabura Sefkotan Yutes, Hainu, Ba'afilu imhu bolea lo yavarech. Like we explained, says the Mishabura, what the Rama means, even if you swallow that which you are tasting, you do not make a bracha. Kevan she'en kavanaso la'achila. Since your intention is only to taste it, it is not to eat it. Va'kesvara harishona, and that's like the first sheet of the Mechaber. V'inei ha'magen Avram choleg ala shulchan aruch la'harama. The Magen Avram over here argues on the Mechaber and the Rama. Now the Mechaber, although he brought both sheetas, l'maisa, the first sheetah he brought stam, the second one is the Yesh Omrim, the Achron tell us, that means the Mechaber is going be'ikir like the first shita, that you don't require a bracha. The Rama also said, Safei brachos lahakel, even if you swallow that which you are tasting, you don't require a bracha. So says the Mishabur, the Magen Avram argues on the Mechaber and the Rama. Usvirulei, and the Magen Avram holds, the Baboleya lukuli amachai levarach. He says, no, according to everyone, if you actually swallow the food that you are tasting, you will require a bracha. Aval kama achronim echlitu im psak harama. But many achronim decided to go with the Psak of the Rama, do Safei Bracha v'lo yivarech. The Lamaisa is a Safei Bracha, you don't make a Bracha. Therefore, the Mishabura ends off Halach Lamaisa and says, U'lechatchila tov li'zoy harotze livloa. Therefore, lechatchila, one should be careful if he wants to swallow that which he is tasting, she is skavin lehonos mimenu b'taras achila. He bedafka should have intention that he wants to get pleasure from it mitaras achila v'yivarech alav, and he should make a Bracha. So since the Lamaisa, some go like the Mechaber and the Rama that you shouldn't make a bracha, some go like the Magen Avram that you shouldn't make a bracha, to avoid the suffix, if you don't have in mind to taste, but you have in mind for an actual achila, there everyone would agree that you make a bracha. So if one wants to taste the dish and he wants to swallow it, he should have kavana, not only that he's tasting it, but that he's actually doing an achila, and then he can make a bracha according to everyone. Let's go back now to the Bir Halacha on page 244, who's going to analyze this line of the Magen Avram, which is again on page 244 in the third wide line of the Mishabura. We'll read the line of the Magen Avram again, and then we'll read a few parts of the Bir Halacha to clarify what the Magen Avram is speaking about. The Magen Avram, the Mishabura says, I'm Magen Avram Shekosov. The ad revius the shari, that which we say tasting a revius is mutter, hainu afilu lito meharbe kederos. That's even tasting from many different pots. Umio, however, im kavanoso leachol me'at, if your intention is to eat a little bit, osir lasos harbe pa'amim, you can't do it a lot of times, da'avele achilu mayosa, that's considered a regular achila. So says the Bir Halacha, I'm be Mishabura mashekosavnu b'shem Magen Avram. Look what we wrote in the Mishabura b'shein the Magen Avram, da afilu lito meharbe kedero shari, that even if you're tasting from many different paths, it's going to be mutter. V'hinei i'efshar lomer de kavanoso mikulam kedei revius. Says the Chavetz Chaim, you can't explain the Magen Avram that what he means is that you're eating from a lot of different dishes, and the whole amount that you're eating only adds up to a revius. The imkain my rebusa, because if so, what's the chiddush? What's the difference if I'm eating up to a revius from one dish, or I'm eating up to a revius from five dishes? There's no bigger chiddush that if I'm eating up to a revius, I don't need a bracha, even if it's from five dishes. So that wouldn't make any sense. Va'ud, and furthermore, mahu zesh esim achakach. What is this line that the Magen Avraham says at the end? Miu im kavanoso lecho me'at. But if his intention is to eat a little bit, the havele achilo mayosa, that's considered a regular achila. So my mal yusa hocham ad the havim habekaderos. Why is it more considered a regular achila that you're eating it from different dishes? Keva de ben kulam lohaya elok de revius. Since at the end of the day, all you're getting at the end is one revius. So why is that more preferred or more of a maila in the achila if it's from various dishes? The imi shum de kavanos alechol, and if the nakuda is that your intention is to eat, so im kein afilu mikdeir achas namiya aser, then even from one dish it's also going to be aser. So it can't be, says the Bir Halacha, the pshat on the Magen Avram is that you're eating from various dishes and all you're getting is a total of a revius. The al kein nira, therefore it appears the kavanos of Magen Avram, who that what the Magen Avram means is the mutter kedei revius mikol kedei. The chiddush of the Magen Avram is not only that you can have a revius of taste and swallow it and not make a bracha, but you could even have up to a revius from many different dishes, each one a revius, and still not make a bracha. The al kol achas b'shem ti'ima mikri. Each one is called a shem ti'ima only. Leida im tzricha melach v'tavlin. Just to find out if you need melach v'tavlin to see if it needs salt or other spices. Skip down now to the second to last line of the Bir Halacha on 244. If it doubt, you should know further. The mashe siyama magen avram. That which the magen avram ended off this line by writing the im kavanoso lechol maat aser lasos harbe pa'amim, that if your intention was for achila a little bit, it is aser to do it many times. The havile achila mayasa, that's a regular achila. Lechora kevan shekavanoso lechol, since your intention is to eat it, afilu pamachas aser, even one time it's aser. Kemo shekosa mikodem sivkatan vav, the ikir talu bekavanas alei, that the Magen Avraham wrote himself in sivkatan vav that it's all talu in your intention. If your intention is achila, it's aser even from one dish. So what does the Magen Avraham mean in Sivkatan Zayin that you're going to have it from many dishes and your intention is for Achila, then it's going to be Aser. This is what the Prima Gadim is bothered by in the Eish of Avraham when he writes in Ozayin, Ayin ba'ozvav the tzarech iyang tzaspaze. He leaves off a tzarech iyang on the Magen Avraham. How is he writing in Sivkatan Zayin that if your kavanah is for achila and you ate for many dishes, it's a problem? He just said before in Sivvav that if your intention is for achila, it's already a problem. You don't need to have from various dishes. So what's pshat in this line in the Magen Avraham? So the Chavetz Chaim ends the Bir Halacha and he writes, V'nir Elisha kavanah shel Magen Avraham hu. The intention of the Magen Avraham in this line is as follows. Afilu lufi ma shehevi mitchilo raya merokeach. Even according to what he brought in the beginning, a raya from the rokeach, lahokel afilu b'miskadein, that you could be lenient, even if you have kavanah for achila, kevan shu toim rak ma'at. Since you're only tasting a little bit, so if you also have kavanah for achila, that's going to be okay. We're not require a bracha. He brings a raya earlier from the rokeach for that shita. So hacha shuharbe pa'amim aser aflo didei. So we hear where you're having for many dishes, even according to that shita of the rokeach, it's still going to be aser. But of course, the Magen Avraham shita himself, he just said in Sivkatan Vav, even having kavana for achila from one dish is a problem. But what he's saying is, lafi the rokeach, that from one dish, if it's a small amount, even if you also have kavanah for achila, it's not a problem. You don't need a bracha. But lefi that shita, if you're going to have it from various dishes, so then it would require a bracha. So if we just go back to the line of the Magen Avraham one more time in the Mishibur and we explain it, now we'll have a deeper understanding of what the Magen Avraham is speaking about. The ayin b'Magen Avraham shekosav, the ad revius the shari, that which we say until revius is going to be okay even if you swallow it. Hainu afilo lito meharbe kederos, that's even if you have a revius of many different dishes, as long as each eating from each dish is not more than a revius, it will not require bracha. That is the shita of the Magen Avraham. Mio, however, im kavanoso lechol me'at. Now he's going to feed the other shita that he brought from the rokeach. If his kavana is to eat a little bit, osir lasos harbe pa'amim. Although the rokeach allowed it from one dish, but you can't do it many times, to have le'achila malyasa. Then even according to the rokeach, that would be a regular achila. If you're eating a little bit from many different dishes, that would already be a problem. Now we understand the Magen Avraham, and that concludes Siman Reishud. Amir Tzashem, the next year we'll go weiter with Siman Reishud Aleph.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.